Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 2.5 cents, July wheat up 3 cents, July beans up 5.5 cents. Currently, we have the U.S. dollar down 58 ticks. We're just a few ticks off the lows there. This is the lowest level we've seen on the dollar since before the presidential election here in the States. Crude oil is up 64 a barrel. Gold and silver are just a little bit higher here this morning. Grains are reacting to the lower dollar. We had a pretty good sell-off yesterday, mainly on the Brazilian news. The Brazilian president has come out and denied any bribery charges. He's going to stay and fight. He says he's not going to resign. People are saying that the all the political conflict down there, while it certainly hurt the real and made their products more attractive, the question becomes, is there too much confusion down there that it could delay exports and maybe get some of the business moved to some other countries? I don't know if that's realistic or not, but that's some of the talk that's flying around here this morning. We are going to have some pretty good rains in the Midwest over the weekend, 1 to 2 to 3 inches. Southern Illinois and Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas. So it's going to delay any corn plantings down there. But I think we're far ahead enough of the game. We're not sure it's that critical this time. We could be looking at, you know, some replants out here, but the market certainly doesn't appear to be too concerned about it, particularly in light of the Brazilian problems out here. Could we see a little bit of a bounce after yesterday? I think it's certainly possible. We need to hold 419 in July wheat. We need to hold 938 in July beans. We need to hold 360 in July corn. If we can do that, there's still a chance that we could see a rally here before the acreage report on June 30th. But I really think it's going to take hot, dry weather and a bullish report on the acreage number on June 30th to really turn this market around. I think that we are losing some corn yield out here, which could be a little bit helpful. We know we've lost a fair amount of corn acres. So things could be turning a little bit of a tide. And with the funds short, you know, 210,000, 220,000 contracts of corn, there's certainly upside potential in here if we could ever get them to cover. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.